Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. Thank you for joining me today. My name is Mark Edmead, and if you would like to learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. In this show, we're going to talk about the importance of performing vulnerability and penetration testing. The goal is to find out your weaknesses before the hackers do. So here's the reality we have to deal with. Our information security systems are vulnerable to intruder attacks. Hackers are everywhere, and they're constantly probing our network for weaknesses. These attacks can originate from outside or inside our organization. So there's no denying it. You're going to get hit. How do you prepare for an attack? Since how you prepare for this attack is really going to dictate how these attacks are going to affect you. The key to internet security is to be proactive. One solution is to perform vulnerability assessments, and one of them is called the vulnerability and penetration testing. So what is the difference between vulnerability assessments and penetration testing? So before we define what it is, perhaps we should begin by defining the term vulnerability. In computer terms, a vulnerability refers to a weakness in a system that allows an attacker to violate its confidentiality or integrity or availability. Vulnerability is a weakness that can be exploited. Vulnerability assessment, then, is the process of determining the weaknesses in a system or a network architecture that could be exploited. Vulnerability scanning, therefore, is the process of identifying vulnerabilities in a network to determine if and where the system can be exploited. Vulnerability scanning typically employs software that uses a database of known flaws and checks to see if those flaws exist in the target system. A vulnerability assessment will stop short of compromising the information. That is, vulnerability assessment is an information gathering process. So it's just a process of running some tools to determine, number one, if your system is vulnerable and thinking about what can happen if those vulnerabilities are exploited. Penetration testing, on the other hand, is a process of attempting to gain access to the system. In other words, once you've identified the weaknesses and the vulnerabilities and you've determined that it's possible for a vulnerability to be exploited, penetration testing actually does that. A successful penetration would lead to obtaining or subverting sensitive information, which would mean a breach of confidentiality, could result in a modification of information, which means a breach of integrity, or can render the systems inoperable. That would mean a breach of availability. There are several reasons why organizations should perform vulnerability assessments and penetration testing. First, these activities help identify the threats facing an organization. With this information, you can quantify your information risk and to provide adequate information security funding. This results in a reduction of your organization's IT security cost and provides you with a better return on your IT security investment by identifying and resolving vulnerabilities and weaknesses. Maintaining a secure computing environment provides your organization and management with a reasonable assurance that adequate controls are in place to limit the risk of exposure to hacker attacks. More importantly, performing a vulnerability assessment and penetration testing allows you to find the holes in your security architecture before someone else does. Hackers employ a number of automated tools and network attacks looking for ways to penetrate systems. In this day and age of regulatory compliance, such as Sarbanes-Oxley, the Gramm-Leach-Bliley, FDIC for banking, or HIPAA for the hospitals, penetration testing is a way to identify gaps in compliance. Performing your own testing also provides two valuable benefits. First, it provides security training for the network staff, because it offers a chance to recognize and respond to network attacks. Second, It provides an ideal time to test new technology and systems before they go live on production systems. So what are the different types of tests we can use to find out the security of our networking environment? First, we can talk about external penetration testing. As the name implies, this test focuses on determining network weaknesses from outside our network. The main focus is on servers, infrastructure, and the underlying software. That means operating systems and applications. This type of test is performed without prior knowledge of the site, also called black box testing, or with full disclosure of the topology and the environment. This is also known as white box testing. The external penetration test typically involves a comprehensive analysis of publicly available information, a network enumeration phase where target hosts are identified and analyzed, and the analysis of the perimeter security devices such as firewalls and routers. The second type of test we can do is called an internal security assessment. This is similar to the external penetration test. This test involves a view of the security posture from inside of the network. Testing typically is performed from a variety of network access points, including partner companies, or what we call extranet types of connections. The third type of test is an application security assessment. This assessment identifies and assesses the threats to the network infrastructure through vendor or proprietary applications or systems, such as internet-facing web applications. These applications may provide interactive access to potentially sensitive materials. This is a very important test because an organization can have a strong perimeter security posture, but a weak application security that can expose a company's critical data. The fourth type of test is what we call the wireless or remote access security assessments. With the proliferation of wireless networks such as Wi-Fi, this increases the risk of unauthorized access to corporate resources. If your organization has a wireless network, it is vital that you determine if the deployment and configuration of these wireless access points is secure. The fifth type of test is what we call the telephone security assessment. This assessment addresses the security concerns related to the corporate voice technologies such as PBX, modem use, and now voice over IP. The use of these technologies may increase the potential risk of eavesdropping. And the sixth test that we can do is called social engineering. Not all exposures will be technical in nature. In fact, the biggest weakness, information technology, often involves tricking people into breaking normal security types of procedures and releasing information. Testing should be performed at least annually or more frequently if changes are made to the network infrastructure or if you find that your systems are constantly under attack. Vulnerability assessments and penetration testing are responsible, proactive ways to address hacker attacks by anticipating what hackers will do and eliminating any security problems before the hackers get into your network. I hope you've enjoyed today's presentation and thank you for listening. I would like to remind you that if you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box. If you are interested in listening to my other shows, just search for GoGo Radio Archive for Mark Edmead. If you have any suggestions or future ideas for future shows, please send me an email. Thank you again for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.